In the reconstructed Harrison Hall, room 304 is roughly the same spot as where the Union Literary Society met. The Iredelphian and Union Literary Societies were the first two student organizations at Miami, both establishing in 1825 and by 1839 accumulating their own substantial libraries and collections of geological artifacts. On Friday afternoons, each society assembled here on the third floor in their own rooms where they read, debated, delivered, and criticized essays and sermons. These societies were quasi-fraternities in some regard, each seeking the mutual improvement of members and the cultivation of fellowship. Founders Knox, Marshall, Smith, and Hardin wore the white rose of the Union Literary Society, while Linton, Duncan, Ryan, and Gordon wore the red rose of the Iredelphians. These literary societies didn't fulfill a student's every need, however. In 1835, Alpha Delta Phi established a chapter at Miami University. This group, though secret, was highly influential in both literary halls. It even offered membership to Marshall and possibly other founders, as Duncan's older brother was an Alpha Delta. Acknowledging the motto of the Union Literary Society, cooperation makes strength, Knox once wrote in a letter, quote, "I imagined that an association might be formed which would embrace the good without the ingredient of evil. My attention was drawn more forcibly to this by the dissension then existing in the Union Hall, which I conceived originated in the Alpha Delta Phi Society," unquote. Pater Knox later reminisced that he had begun to give thought to the organization of this new society in January of 1839. From that dissension within the Union Literary Society, Beta Theta Pi was born.